is Tom Post. Here we are again, ladies and gentlemen, and you'll pardon my long legs. I'm disguised as a stork, for this edition of Comedy Capers is dedicated to babies. Cry babies, sugar babies, and just plain everyday babies. The ensemble unlocks the door of the nursery with 11 pounds of heaven. Hit it! Of babies, here's Elvia Allman and little Junior. Junior is a first-class argument in favor of birth control, but Elvia loves him, so what can we do about it? He's her son and heir, and, well, we'd like to give him the heir. In fact, we will. So take it, Elvia. It's all yours.
Junior, come on, dear, and write your Aunt Harriet a letter and thank her for the lovely handkerchief she sent you. No, darling, not tomorrow, today. No, dear, not tonight. Right now. Junior, will you sit down at that desk before I... All right, sit down. That's better. Now, come on, write like a good little boy and let Mother read. Oh, your father told you never to put anything on paper, did he? Said it might be used against you in court, did he? Well, if you go over what your father says, something will be used against you in court. Listen to me, young man. You sit down and write that letter to your Aunt Harriet. You know perfectly well what to say. Tell her you received the handkerchiefs, you think they're lovely, and they're just what you wanted. And thank her for them. Yes, I know you wanted a bicycle, but tell her you wanted handkerchiefs. No, darling. Mother doesn't want you to lie, but you did want handkerchiefs, didn't you, dear? Of course you did. Well, you should have wanted them. No, darling. Tell her you did want them. You grow more stubborn every day, just like your father's people. No, darling. Don't tell her to send a bicycle next time. Because it isn't nice to tell people what presents you want them to give you. What do you mean they never guess right? Junior, you should always want what people give you. No, I'm not talking about the black eye Johnny gave you. That's different. Now, darling, stop arguing and write what... Junior, Mother's trying to read, dear. Just spell the words to yourself, darling. Yes, I know you know how to spell handkerchief. Oh, yes, dear. Yes, I'm glad you can spell bicycle. Do you mind writing and letting me read? Young man, if you mention bicycles once more, I'll bicycle you. Now what's the matter? If you paid a little more attention to what you were doing, you wouldn't make blots. You have to do the whole thing over. Stop whining. Just finish it as it is. All right, then rub out the blot. Oh, never mind. I'll write her myself.
Oh, gracious. Elvia, the next time you bring that youngster in here, be sure and change his repertoire. And now, here comes Bill Ozark, the young man of the mountains, the original slow brain through Arkansas. Bob has a lot of experience with babies. You know, down his way, whenever they give a show, there's not a dry lap in the house. Bill Ozark!
Tom, you know, it's a funny thing you're talking about babies, you know. I just got a new baby at my house.
Well, congratulations, Bill. How about a cigar, you know, a baby is like a new wave on the ocean of life.
Yeah, well, listen, it's more like a fresh squall.
Oh, no. But a baby is innocent. Why, they don't care anything about depressions or politics.
Yeah, what do they care about these dry movements? You know, Tom, you can't... You know, you can't prohibit... You know, Tom, I came from a big family myself.
You did?
Yes, sir.
Tell me, how many children were there in your family?
Well, I don't know exactly. You see, we used to live in Louisiana, and... Us children used to fish in the creek 2 miles.
Pardon me. You shouldn't say creek, you know. In Louisiana, a creek is called a bayou.
No, it wasn't by me, Tom. It was 2 miles to the creek.
No, 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 no. I mean, bayou.
Tom, listen, the creek, I'm telling you.
All right, it was a creek.
Well, that's what I said.
Yeah, you think I'm Junior in a minute. What was the name of this creek?
Why, they called it Alligator Bayou.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, you know, one day a man came running up to the house, and he told my mother he just saw an alligator swallow one of her children.
Well, what'd your mother say?
She said, I knowed something been getting them.
She must have had a lot of kids.
Yeah, you know, when we all got out in the yard at the same time, it looked like recess.
Well, if she didn't know how many she had, how did she know when they were all in at night?
Well, when the house got full, we locked the doors and went to bed.
In other words, you had a full house, huh?
Yeah, Tom, one day somebody throwed a rock through one of our windows and the children ran out of the house for 3 days.
Oh, well, there must have been a bunch of them. But listen, where in the world did all you children sleep?
Well, my dad built some shelves around the wall, but some of us used to fall off, and it kind of worried my dad at first, you know, afraid we'd lay on the floor all night, you know, and get cold.
Yeah, but what'd he do about it?
Oh, he built the shelves up higher so he could hear us drop.
And now, three beautiful babies. The Blue Pacific Stars. And, oh, they're the kind of babies who make us glad there really is a stork. Come on, girls. The Blue Pacific Stars.
Over in Killarney.
From the heights to the depths, we find ourselves confronted with two gentlemen who bear a strong resemblance to two tar babies, two black jokers, so-called because even their mothers laugh when they look at them.
Come on, you egghead, stop fooling around with them little babies now. You know you're too big to be messing around with them little babies. Come on here now, because I'm going to get you a good job in the talking pictures.
Oh,
man, you don't know nothing about no talking pictures.
Who don't know nothing talk about no pictures?
You don't.
Brother, when you look at me, you are gazing on the Black Douglas Fairbanks himself.
Black Douglas Fairbanks. Boy, you a black Alabama owl. What kind of job you gonna get me?
Oh, you won't have to do much. I'm gonna get you a job as a lion tamer.
A lion tamer?
Yeah.
What I gotta do?
Oh, you won't have to do much. All you got to do is to go in the cage with the lions. And as you go in, I'm gonna snap you with my camera.
You better snap me going in, because there ain't no camera quick enough to focus me coming out.
Why, you ain't gonna be scared of a little thing like a lion, is you?
No, I ain't gonna be scared, but I'm scared I'm gonna be scared.
Why, this lion can't hurt you. He ain't got no teeth. He can't bite you.
He may not be able to bite me, but he sure can give me an awful gummin'.
Well, all you got to do is to go in the lion's cage and look him right square in the eye. Let him know you're not afraid of him.
Brother, I couldn't be so deceitful. I never forget the time I was with a circus. I see the lion get out of the cage.
Did you run?
Did I run?
I said, did you run?
No, I didn't exactly run. I just hastened away. You know, I forgot to tell you about that race.
Well, tell me about that race, will you?
Well, you see, it was a hot day in July.
Well, now, how hot was it?
Well, it must have been about 290 degrees in the shade.
You mean when you stopped running?
No, brother, when me and that lion stopped running, it was 400 degrees in the shade. But somehow or another, I didn't seem to mind that heat with that lion so close behind me.
Yeah?
Finally, we kept running, and finally we come to a river. Now, I was going to fool that lion and dive in that river and swim on over the other side. But I found out that river's all frozen over.
Wait a minute here now.
What's the matter?
A little while ago, you told me it was a terrible hot day in July, didn't you?
Yeah.
Now, you got that river all frozen over? What's the matter with you?
Well, fool, that lion run me from July to January. Oh.
And now our nursery door is closed and Comedy Capers brings its baby program to an end. This is Tom Post saying goodbye, and remember, you can tell the depression is over because the wolf isn't hanging around and the stork is.